To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Stan Bowman is the Blackhawks general manager, and he joins us on the El Pamani Ford hotline, El Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Stan.
Doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing great, and we're sitting here, and we're trying to understand everything that happened yesterday. Stan, are you satisfied with the deals that you got done?
Yes. When at the end of the day, you have to look at your team and your status of your players, the couple guys who are unrestricted free agents. Part of my job is to make sure that if we don't have players signed past the season, that we have to try to get value out of them, which is the goal heading into yesterday. And it's obviously a different deadline than we've had in years past, but you know, to be able to recoup a couple draft choices and a young defenseman that we're excited about, I think it helps build up that pool of assets that we can use to continue to find young players, you know, to bring into our team. And you look at our team this year, I think some of the bright spots have been the play of our young players, and we need to find some more guys that can do that over the next couple years to come in and push our team forward. So that was the goal heading into the day, and we were able to accomplish that.
Stan, it's been reported that negotiations with Robin Leonard fell apart or after he made the counteroffer for a 3-year contract and wanted to hear from the team, and he was willing to take a reduced salary. How would you describe the tenor of those negotiations and the likelihood of him being willing to return to the Hawks or the Hawks wanting to pursue him in free agency?
Well, I've been asked that question a couple times, and what I'll say about it is I don't think it's fair to the process to talk about what was said in our negotiations. I mean, certainly they're free to do that. I don't think we've never operated that way. The tenor of the negotiations was very, very good. Talking to Craig Oster, who I dealt with from his representation group, fantastic discussions over several weeks, and there was not contentious at all. Ton of respect for the agency that represents Robin, and Robin himself is a fantastic guy. So the details of those conversations, it's not something that I want to get into, but there was never any it was not a bad negotiation by any means.
Stan, do you know who's going to play goalie next year?
Well, we have ideas into that, but no, we don't have our number one goaltender signed. We've got a couple of young goalies who are having great, very good seasons once again, and we expect them to be pushing for one of the spots on our team. And the other goaltender is something that we're going to have to decide upon before we get to the summer. But there's a lot of changes that are going to happen between now and next training camp amongst every team in the league. If you were to take a snapshot today of what a team's depth chart looks like, and then you take another snapshot next October, there's going to be a lot of moving parts on every team, not just the Blackhawks. So those types of decisions on what our roster is going to look like for next year, they don't take shape in February. That all will play out over the next several months.
Stan, yesterday felt like a concession. Obviously, this year the playoffs do not look like a possibility. That's realistic at this point. If you miss the playoffs again, that's 3 years in a row. You work for an organization that preaches one goal. And after missing the playoffs 3 years in a row, I think a lot of fans wonder about accountability. Do you worry about your own job security in that context?
Well, the first thing is we're not conceding anything. We do have a big hill to climb here, but we've had a tough stretch over our last 10 or 12 games where we lost a lot of close games. We've played very competitively. We've been in every game, and we haven't been able to get it to the result we want. But we expect to keep going here. We're not giving up anything. I think the moves we made yesterday were part of the balance that you have to make as a general manager of looking at the short term and the long term. So from that side of it, we expect our team to still play well and go on a hot streak here. We'll see how that plays out, but there's still, a quarter of the season to go. So as far as the rest of your question, of course, this is a winning business. We understand that. And I think, what's happened over the last couple of years here was it's a correction from where we were. There's no question about that. And it's something we want to correct by trying to push our team forward with incorporating some new younger players. I think for a number of years, we had the same group of players year after year. We had a lot of stability. That doesn't always work, though, as time goes on and players earn new contracts and players age. Things change and you enter a different era. And we still have some of those players remaining from those teams that had a lot of success. And they're still good players. So we're trying to build up around them, and it's hard to do that overnight. We're trying to still be a competitive team, which I think we've shown we can do. When we play our best hockey, we can beat anyone in the league. We're trying to find that consistency to do it all the time. So as far as the bigger picture, we're balancing the short term and the long term, and it's not always the results you're looking for, but I think we're still putting a competitive team out there, and we want these guys to learn how to win. The younger players don't have the experience of what it takes to win, but we know that in time they're going to lead us to some really good things.
If indeed you don't make the playoffs and it is a three-year problem, let's say, would you consider dismantling things when you talk about veteran players and rely more on the younger guys? Is that, the idea of a rebuild? You've been trying to kind of do two things at once. Is there any point where you get to a realization that you have to kind of dismantle some of it?
Well, I don't know if that really happens in the hockey world today. It may happen in other sports, but there's that term is of dismantling teams. It's not really the way that our sport operates. And there's a lot of hypothetical situations you could ask me about. And I don't know that it makes a lot of sense to try to go down the road and answering exactly what's going to happen if A, then B, because I've never liked to go down those types of things. There's a lot of things we don't know. Things change in the business with your team, with players' performance. There's a lot of things that are hard to assume, and I think that's why we just try to adapt to the situation we have rather than give you a specific answer on if this happens then that's going to happen.
One thing we assume, Stan, is that when you signed a contract extension, it was through the 2021 season, the last time I think the Hawks made an announcement to that to effect. Last summer it was reported by Elliot Friedman that you signed a 2-year extension to that. And so when we're talking about the future, I think a lot of people do wonder about, does that mean that you are going to be here for those terms, for that length of time? Is that a report that's accurate?
Well, I've never spoken about my own situation. I would certainly leave that to the organization itself, I think. So that's not something I'm going to comment on. You know, I think I'm still here working, and I plan to be until they tell me not to.
Jeremy Colleton is a guy that you brought in, and there have been mixed results. He's kind of doing his own thing. Are you pleased with the way things are going with him? Is there any hesitation to the job he's doing?
No, I've been very pleased with the way Jeremy's been working through this. It's a challenging time. There's no question about that. He came in middle of the season, so that was tough. And, you know, you're replacing a legendary coach, so that's a tough position for anybody to be in. And I thought that our team really responded, you know, the second half of last season. There was a lot of positive things when we ended the year, and there were a few areas that we wanted to shore up, so we made, you know, some changes to bring in some new players and to address those shortcomings, which is, you know, the way you look at it. When you're good in some areas and not in others, you try to shore up the areas that are weak, and I think we did that. But that took us to training camp this year, where we ended up with several new players, and once again, it just takes a little bit of time to get everybody acclimated to what you're trying to do. And I think once we got through that initial stage, we started playing some much better hockey. And I think, you know, that's what the coach can do, which is imprint himself with some of the habits and the new details. You want those to happen quickly and happen overnight, but it doesn't happen that way. And I think now that we've had some better habits learned from our players, there's been a better performance over the last several months, and you know that that's on the coaching staff to do that, and I've seen progress from that. So, you know, I think Jeremy's done a really good job. He's able to connect with the players on a personal level, and you know, really understand what makes the modern athlete tick. And there's a tactical aspect to it, but there's also a personal aspect to it. I think he's got a great way with people and understanding how we can get the most out of them. So, you know, we've had some challenges this year. You know, we're missing several players. And I think even throughout that, he's been able to put together a group of players, young lineup with guys that can find their way into the league. And he's had them playing very well. So, I've been pleased with Jeremy's performance, and we're always looking to improve and get better. And you know, he and I talk daily on our team and ways that that we can make our team a better team. So had a good chat with him last night about, you know, the final stretch here and how, you know, we intend to make a strong finish. And that's the goal as of today.
Have any of these guys agreed to waive their no-trade clause, or have you gone to any of them about that? Is that one of the issues going on here?
Is waiving no-trade clauses?
Yeah.
No, we haven't asked a player directly on those types of things. There's a lot of factors that go into that, which you know, I'm not going to get into on this call, but I think the idea of trading a bunch of players away, and as you see in today's NHL, it's just a little bit different the way that works. And what I mean is, if you look at the trades that happened, it was really situational type things. Guys going into the last year of their contract being traded, or it was players with maybe a year to go that didn't have a certain skill set. The guys you're referring to are those are typically not the players that are traded league-wide. It's very unusual for that to happen. Not impossible, but that's not the way our sport really works.
Thanks so much, Stan. Appreciate your time.
Stan, thanks a lot.
Yes, no problem. Have a nice day.
That is Stan Bowman. He is the Blackhawks general manager. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Thank you most of all for listening. No transition today because...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think they want to get to the combine.
Yeah, NFL Combine. Matt Nagy expected to speak at 9:15.
Thanks to Dustin. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Ray. Thanks to everybody. And you can stay tuned for Dan.
And thanks to Sam Bone for coming on. Difficult day, but he came on to answer some questions. And I don't know if Blackhawk fans will be satisfied, but it was nice of him to come on.
Mully and Hall on the Score.
Everyone loves riding the Zamboni on the ice in front of the Chicago Wolves crowd. To sign up for your spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 800-THE-WOLVES.
I'm done.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Lucas Giolito, after what he accomplished last year.
Do what you do.
Change nothing in your approach. Repeat everything you did that made you successful.
And listen
but
to
also, he's going to be adding that three-quarter delivery that Steve Cishek's going to teach you.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Are you more excited about the additions or the growth of the players that are already here?
For me, it's the latter.
Because I find myself going, what will Moncada do this year?
Yeah.
And will he cut down his strikeouts? Will he increase walks this year?
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
These fine gentlemen right here, McNeil and Parkins Show.
Fine gentlemen. I mean, that's not soften said of the two of us.
He's being nice.
Troublemakers, instigators.
Yeah. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the radio.com app.
Just download the latest radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
I know Leroy Selman said one time you were the best he ever played against. Who was the best you ever played against? Was there ever anybody that gave you problems?
Oh, geez. I think Leroy was the best I ever played against. Huh. But, you know, I played against so many guys in practice.
Right.
You know, I mean, Richard Dent's one of the best guys I've ever played against. Played against him on practice. But if I'm playing against him in the game, which is a little bit different speed, I'd probably say he's the best. I mean, Dan Hampton. You know, I never saw a guy have so many pass rush moves in one pass rush because he was so good at it. I mean, he'd go under your underarm and then club you back the other side. And, you know, I mean, he, you know, in college, when I was, in college, you'd see a guy, he'd make one move, he didn't get to the quarterback, you know, you shut it down. I mean, you know, those guys, when I got there, were just, you know, exceptional, and Dan was one of them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
It is a touchdown for Leroy Butler.
Join number 36, Leroy Butler, on Saturday, February 29th for Leroy's Leap Day. Leroy will be celebrating Leap Day this year with Hebron Housing Services, the oldest nonprofit in Waukesha providing emergency shelter to men, women, and children. On Leap Day, in celebration of his first Lambo Leap, Leroy will be raising money to tackle homelessness. Go to leroysleapday.com for tickets. That's leroysleapday.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
What can